the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 22nd, and we are getting so close to Christmas. And I have a special guest with me today who's going to help us just to understand a little bit more about who is Jesus. And so I'm wondering, special guest, what is your name?
Eleanor.
And what grade are you in, Miss Eleanor?
Kindergarten.
We've had so many kindergarten friends with us on the podcast. It's one of my favorite things because I think your class is a pretty fun class here at Village Kids, don't you think?
Yes, it has a pirate ship and it has cars and it also has a board with its fuzzy stuff and we get to stick it on and it stays. And there's also a vet station.
Right, and you get to take care of animals. Mm-hmm. And they're all undersea animals, and oh, it's so fun.
And some of them are land animals.
Yep.
One of them is a lion.
Really? I don't know where he came from.
And
he made his way in there.
In the fourth drawer right here.
Oh, he has his own drawer. Well, that's pretty fun.
And there's a zebra that's right next to it.
What's your favorite thing about being in kindergarten?
Coloring.
Do you like coloring?
Yeah, we get to color.
Oh, I like coloring,
Miss
too.
Cat.
Oh, that's so fun. You guys colored.
I know how to spell cat. C-A-T?
You're right, C-A-T. Here's what's going to blow your mind. Her name is not actually like the animal cat. Her name is spelled K-A-T. Miss Cat is K-A-T. And she's
K-A-T?
A pretty fun teacher. You are right. Now, can you tell me, Miss Eleanor, what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Seeing my grandma sailing. She has a hot tub and a lake.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
And once my cousin Katie, she dumped it in when it was winter. And she was like, and then she get it back up and she was like, that was freezing.
Yeah,
it
that
was
sounds
so crazy.
Freezing, that is crazy.
I saw a video on my grandpa's phone.
Oh my goodness, that would be so fun. Well, I'm excited. You're excited to spend time with family and you're excited to see them over Christmas time. That'll be great. Now, you are going to help us understand a little bit about who Jesus is today. And you are going to tell us about the name. What is the name you're going to share with us today?
Rabbi.
And we were talking earlier, it's not rabbit, and it's not radish.
Rabbi.
It's rabbi.
It's rabbi.
That's exactly
not
correct.
Not rabbit.
Not rabbit, you're right.
And not radish.
It's exactly correct. It's going to be so helpful for people who haven't maybe heard that name before. Had you heard that word before?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right, so can you tell us, what does the name rabbi mean?
Teacher.
It means teacher, you're exactly correct. And so this is something that in the time of the New Testament and the Old Testament, right? When they had a teacher, they would call him rabbi, right? Do you sometimes in your class say teacher, right? And that's kind of the same thing.
I raise my hand quietly.
Oh.
And then my teacher said,
model student.
Eleanor?
Yeah, it's exactly like that, right?
And we read a book that my friend Leia bought and it's called Good Egg. And he cracks, and then he uncracks. He does things not to worry by what? Not worrying. He was a worrying egg.
He was a worrying egg?
Yeah.
And now he doesn't worry?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like he met a rabbi. He met a good teacher like Jesus who talked to him about not worrying. And if you need any Christmas ideas for your children, that sounds like a good book.
And my teacher, Miss Khan, told my class that Eleanor's a good egg, Leia's a good egg, Mia's a good egg.
Oh my goodness. I'm so glad that you're a good egg.
A good person, not an egg.
I know. What's up with that? Oh my goodness. You are a good egg and a good person. All right. Mm-hmm. And so we were just talking about rabbi, right? And how this name means teacher. Where does someone call Jesus rabbi in the Bible?
I really don't have any ideas.
I think that we see that Jesus is called rabbi in John 20:16. Does that sound familiar to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me read that for us. We see that Jesus is called rabbi in John 20:16. And Jesus is talking. He says, Jesus said to her, Mary. And she turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabbi, which means teacher. And so here in a passage where Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene after he has died, after he has been buried, and he comes out to her and she turns to him and she sees him for the first time after he has risen from the dead, and her heart and her whole self just looks at him and she's like, oh, Rabbi, teacher, right? And that's what she identifies him as. We see all throughout the Gospels, because the Gospels are the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're the first four books in the New Testament.
Ooh.
Well, thank you. I like that. And we see that Jesus, again and again in his earthly ministry here on earth, he would teach the people. Sometimes he would teach the disciples. Sometimes he would teach huge crowds of people who would be gathered on like a hillside just listening to him. And they found him so interesting that so many of them, they could spend hours listening to him. And they would follow him from city to city just to hear what he had to say. And so the verse that we talked about earlier, right, where he rises from the dead, that's how she identifies him. He has been her teacher for a very long time. He has taught her about himself and about how he is the way to heaven and about how he is here to be able to fulfill the law and the prophets. Can you tell me about a time in your life or a time in your family when you saw that Jesus was the rabbi?
When my sister Lizzie told me that Jesus is a teacher for everyone.
Oh, and so Lizzie shared that with you, that he's a teacher who has something to say for everyone.
When she was in third grade.
Yeah, that is a special message, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to know that he is here to teach everyone. Is there something that you've ever learned about Jesus that he's taught you?
That he died on the cross to take away our sin.
Yeah, and is
my sister says that he died on the cross to pay our sins.
Yeah, we could say it either way, right? Mm-hmm. And so is that something that you have believed in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see that to be true. Yeah. One of the things I love about Jesus is every time I read his word, I have been loving and following Jesus for over 30 years now.
Ooh.
Right, does that make me old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who's older, me or your parents?
How old are you?
I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to make an educated guess. What do you think?
My mom is 40 and my dad is 39.
I'm youngest. I'm younger than they are. But just by a little bit, so I like to tease them.
I think that you are younger than them.
That's true. And so one of the things that I've learned from reading God's word for the past 30 or so years is that there is always something new to learn about what Jesus is saying about himself, how he's showing us himself in the Gospels particularly, and then all throughout the New Testament. So I want to ask you a question, Eleanor. What is your favorite thing about Jesus?
That he helped a guy to defeat Goliath. Oh. I don't remember his name.
You don't remember his name?
Nope.
His name is David.
Oh, David.
Yep, that was a good one. I'm going to read for us today today's Advent passage. It comes from Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 through 10. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Christ. The greatest among you shall be your servant. And this is in a passage in Matthew when Jesus is really talking to the scribes and Pharisees, and he's trying to get them to be humble, and he's trying to get them to understand that there are other people that they need to look to learn from, and that is Jesus, because he is
Rabbi.
Rabbi. That's exactly
Rabbi.
Right. Miss Eleanor, can you close us in prayer for today?
Yes. Dear Jesus, please tell my cousin to please stop breaking stuff. And please help my dad's mom's back to feel better. And please help his sister, my aunt, to not have any more headaches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to pray too, okay?
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much that you are Rabbi and that you are still our teacher even to this day, that you are showing us how it is to understand you more, to understand your word and what this is, Lord, and that when we have questions, when we don't know what to do next, Lord, we can turn to you in the scripture and we can get the answers that we need. And so I thank you so much that you love us in this way and that you are our greatest teacher. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. Miss Eleanor, can you wish everyone a Merry Christmas?
Okay. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.